Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. We have just begun this preface or introduction to the teaching or the doctrine of God's simplicity and aseity. If you were not able to be with us last time, please do hear what was said. The free God Is podcast is available from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Each day's radio broadcast doubles as a podcast, and we have the full archive available on our website. Make use of them for yourself and or someone you know. If you click the link Read Along, you can automatically download my manuscript and read it while you listen. This is the most efficient way to get the quotations I share as well. And last time we heard from Professor Carl Truman on two pathologies in the church and active among Christians. First, he accurately says, we live in an era of instrumental reason. We like arguments that lead to practical results. We are a very practical people. But a lot of theology is contemplative. The purpose is not immediately practical. Second, and related, we live in what he calls a very therapeutic culture. Our beliefs are most important when connected to our needs. God, many Christians think, exists to be our therapist. He is there for us rather than us being there for him. Visit your average Christian website or bookstore, a church's bookstore, and you find the shelves inundated with titles that make God our therapist. And while it is certainly true that God cares for us and he meets our every need, we are being too shallow, not to mention unbiblical, if we reduce the Lord to a heavenly therapist who pats the couch in his office and begs us, come, sit down and tell me all your troubles. Brothers and sisters, we need to contemplate God well beyond only what he can do for us, seeking him briefly for some quick fix answers to our problems. One of the reasons many believers turn to doctrinally sound Christian radio programs and podcasts is because they are not getting the teaching in the churches that they both need, even if they do not know they need it, and I think actually really do want. I am excited to report that more and more I have Christians say to me, I am seeking a more comprehensive, deeper, a biblically sound understanding of who God is. I want to really seriously study the Bible. Some come to me seeking help and resources for this, and this makes my heart sing. However, these truly committed believers are still in the minority, in the West anyway. Part of the problem is that many Christians have never been exposed to the contemplative thoughts about God that theologians and pastors in the centuries before us have brought to light, have developed to defend the church against heresies, and to clarify doctrine that corrects false teaching. When they hear it, oh, they want more of it. They begin to realize what they have been missing. But getting this teaching to modern-day Christians in the first place is the hard part. This, I feel, is what I am up against, coming to you to discuss doctrines like divine simplicity and aseity. While both of these are practical, believe me, these are, while we will be able to apply what we learn to real life, admittedly, we are going to be dealing primarily with what may feel like the theoretical or slightly abstract. I am hopeful that you will use this as an opportunity to contemplate the wonder of the living God, to think along with me about him, before we are too quick to find practical application. Let me continue to comment on this. It may be that you're thinking something along these lines. Pastor Mark, I am not a theologian. I'm no scholar. I'm definitely not an intellectual. I'm just a man or a woman sitting in my car during a long commute home at the end of a tough day, trying to get some Bible teaching into my system. I want to reassure you that I am not demanding you become a deep thinker, nor am I wanting to suggest that only ancient theologians or a small minority of pastors are the deep thinkers, whereas you are some sort of simpleton. Not at all. In fact, regularly the wisest and most thoughtful among us are not the ones who fancy themselves intellectually supreme. I respect you. I know you have a very full life and that in your field or in the subject matter of what you focus on each day, you have a lot going on. A lot that you are very good at. I will never insult your intelligence. All I am inviting you to do is to think some more, to apply your brain to these doctrines with a little more intensity than you would to, say, some other teaching. That's first. Second, if you say, Swallow, I'm a very practical person. I have no problems admitting it. One of the reasons is I have a lot of practical problems that need to be solved. My marriage needs help. My kids are in trouble and very far from being Christian. My finances are a mess and I don't feel well. My stress is through the roof. I actually do need a therapist. So how can God, how can the Bible help me? To you I say, stick with us, brother. Keep tuning in, sister. If you have been listening to God Is for any length of time, then you know we do deal in what is applicable to our lives in the rough and tough real world where we exist. I don't think you find the content here to only be so heavenly that it is of no earthly good, do you? Therefore, come along with us and let's learn our theology and then find ways to have what we believe about God meet our real felt needs. What I am about to get into next will be particularly helpful for you. And do contact me with specific needs of yours. I can certainly pray for you and will try and recommend some helpful resources. One of my favorite theologians, Francis Turretin, writing in the 17th century in Eclectic Theology, asked this great question. Is theology theoretical or practical? Again, by theology, we mean the study of God. By theoretical, we mean theory, an area of study, rather than its practical application. And by practical, we mean the actual doing or use of something, rather than theory and ideas. So, is theology theoretical or practical? While Turretin asks the question, I think the best answer comes from another really good theologian. His name is Petrus van Maastricht. Let me tell you a little bit about him, and then we'll get into his writing. Petrus, or Peter in the English, van Maastricht, 1630 to 1706, was a 17th century Dutch theologian. He pastored churches in the Netherlands and taught at universities there. And his major work on Christian doctrine, for which he is best known, was not translated into English until recently. Thanks to the Dutch Reformed Translation Society and Reformation Heritage Books and editor Joel Beeke, we now have this work in four volumes. The title is Theoretical Practical Theology. Theoretical-Practical Theology. The greatest American theologian, in my opinion, Jonathan Edwards, said the following about theoretical practical theology. For divinity in general, doctrine, practice, and controversy, van Maastricht's book is much better than any other book in the world, except the Bible. Now that's high praise. And just hearing the title, you can probably tell why I have chosen to discuss this with you. as we soon begin to deal with theology that is not obviously practical, God's simplicity and aseity. We also want to know, back to Territon's question, is theology theoretical or practical? Van Maastricht says it is both. It is both theoretical and practical. Let's spend a little time with our forefather in the faith and learn from him. And to do this, we will use a text of Scripture upon which he comments. This is the Apostle Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. I will read 1 Timothy 6, verses 2 through 4 for context. Those who have believers as their masters must not be disrespectful to them because they are brethren, but must serve them all the more because those who partake of the benefit are believers and beloved. Teach and preach these principles. If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing. Interestingly, the context here deals with the workplace, speaking of the practical, and Christian workers who have Christians for bosses. Paul cuts off the tendency to think that because we are both believers in Christ, and therefore equal in the body of Christ, I can treat my supervisor with disdain for his or her authority at work. The apostle says the exact opposite is true. Because you are a Christian working for a Christian, you should have greater and more faithful service out of your love for a fellow believer. And then, at the end of verse 2, we get to the heart of Van Maastricht's point. Teach and preach these principles. What principles? We shall find out next time. We continue our journey to learning more sound doctrine when you and someone you invite to join joins us because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.